learned about teamwork and responsibility.
Every second was critical. Every student has a pivotal role. This is Mission Control. Brandon Valentine is the conduit between the astronauts and the support group.
I am a CAPCOM, and that is a capsule communicator. He talks to the astronaut crew and tells them what is relaying down here.
These fifth graders at Russell Elementary School in Cobb County spent hundreds of hours to get to this point. The space mission is a simulation, but everybody agrees it feels real.
It's a serious business.
This space team can even teach NASA a thing or two. Meet Summer Robinson, the first female flight commander, who admits this was hard work.
You know, my arm could have easily went off. We could have been off time and missed something. We could have missed the runway coming back in. I was extremely nervous.
The Star Sailor is an elaborate capsule. It actually took 2 months to build it. And as for the six astronauts that were inside, five of them students, one a teacher, they had to remain here for the entire 27 hours of the mission.
I'm overwhelmed with emotion today. I thought I would get through this without tears, but when I walked in here, the crowd enthusiasm just got to me, and it was just a wonderful experience.
An experience these space pioneers will never forget.
Gets right once in your life. Gets right at least once. It's a great experience.
In Cobb County, Angelique Proctor, Fox 5 News.
Now, Tracy Steiner, the teacher who served as an astronaut, says she was so inspired by the experience that she may apply with NASA to become a teacher in space.